السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today, the 21st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1444, we commence a new surah, a new chapter, Surah Abasa, and this is chapter number 80 of the Noble Quran. Today, insha'Allahul Aziz, we will focus on verses 1 right up to verse number 10. To recap and summarize our previous lesson, Almighty Allah juxtaposed and drew a comparison of those people who will be the failures in this world and the year after, and those who will be successful in this world and in the year after. Hence, Almighty Allah states, فَأَمَّا مَنْ طَغَى. As for those people who have gone beyond the limits and the boundaries, they have practiced on their whim's fancies, desires. They have become the agents of Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan. They are the people who work against Islam and the Muslims, and they want to now distort the truth. وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. They give preference to the worldly life. They're not interested in the year after. They say, since when is there a year after? And that is what, remember, when people speak of a secular state, that is what it means. That you just live for this world and you say, my religion is a private matter. You must practice in your house, you do it there. But don't come tell us about religion and so forth. So all these systems you have today that are functioning in the world, secularism, capitalism, Zionism, communism, socialism, democracy, all these are auladu shaitan. These are all Satan's agenda, and that is how masses are asses and people go astray. 8 billion people today on this earth, 7 billion gone astray as far as we are concerned as true Muslims. So why? وَآثَرَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. They gave preference to the worldly life. فَإِنَّ الْجَحِيمَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Then Jahannam and the hellfire becomes their resting place. Eternal destruction for them. Eternal doom and gloom for them. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Those who are sane and mature and rejected the articles of faith of Islam, then that is their abode. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. We as Muslims supposed to be reading it daily, 7 times after Fajr Salah, the early morning prayer, and 7 times after Maghrib, the sunset prayer after sunset. The hadith in Abu Dawood. So that's a Sunnah Nabawiyyah. What is the prescription for success? وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. As for the person who fears standing in the divine court. We all will come individually in the court of Almighty Allah. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. So we fear for that day and we recite the dua. What is the supplication? Allahumma hasibna hisabai yaseera. Oh beloved Allah, make our reckoning easy for us. So the hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif in Musnad Ahmad. Read Allah, read now with me. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Oh my beloved Allah, grant me my book of deeds, my report in my right hand. And that's a sign that the person is successful. Ulaika ashabul maimana. Maimana don't mean speaking the Maiman language. It means that we receive the book of deeds in our right hand. Then we are the successful people. Wanahan nafsa anil hawa. And he restrained himself from the base desires. Today people want to do everything that's haram almost. Eat what you want to, drink what you want to, do business as you want to, sleep with who you want to. So you see today, human being has degraded, reduced themselves to the level of animals, nay, even worse than animals. Look at the LGBT movement nowadays, lesbian gay brigade. So they want to go to their own gender and they promote it and advocate it. And in parliament they pass these laws and the so-called academia, the so-called intelligent people, they say this is human rights. Well, that type of human rights, that type of constitution for me and you as Muslims is not worth the paper on which is written. Ulaika kal an'am, they are like animals. Balhum adal, they even worse than animals, Quran says. Why? Because even the animal will not go to the same gender. So these are unnatural actions. But the nearer we go to the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, more and more vices will be legalized. Today it is gay business and gay brigade. Tomorrow will be incest. You can sleep with your sister, sleep with your brother, sleep with your mother, Allah forbid. It's already happening in one, two countries. Then they will tell you bestiality, sleep with the animal. They will tell you all these are human rights. That is the satanic system. Remember that. Therefore, Quran warns us, وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُكُمْ. The Satan will come and incite his friends and his associates. Then they want to debate and argue with you. وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. If you obey them, then you also are mushrik and you go out of the fold of Islam. You have rejected the laws of Almighty Allah and attach yourself with the people who are the children and the spies of Lucifer. Almighty Allah has enshrined us in the noble Quran. Chapter number 6, Surah An'am and verse number 121. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ يَلْمَعْوَى. When we fear standing in the court of Allah, we suppress our desires, then we enter into Jannah and Paradise. Surah 80, Surah Abasa, and this is Makkiya, was revealed in the early stages, prior to the migration of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara. And if you look at the Quran that we have, chapter 24, as far as the Wahi goes. So on the right hand side, you will have the sequence that we have now. And if you take a Tartibul Wahi, that how and when was it revealed, so then that is chapter 24. If you take the chronological order of the surah chapters according to how they were revealed and so forth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, who is very, very gracious, very, very merciful. There are 3 points here we must understand before I explain the verses to you. Number one, he Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. He, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, we have sent you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to humanity and the universe and the entire creation. So not only for humanity, but the entire universe. Chapter 21, and that is Surah Anbiya, verse number 107. So that's first point we must remember. Second point we must remember is this, that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted every human being to be successful, every jinn to be successful, and Almighty Allah revealed the verse, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِئٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. What are you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, going to destroy yourself, that these people are not going to embrace the message and the messenger? So that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's akhlaq-e kareema and the noble character of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest lover of humanity. And open Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26 and verse number 3, you will find it there. And with that, you must say, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Your character is the most sublime and the most exalted. Almighty Allah has mentioned in the beginning of Surah Qalam. So all these points must be taken into consideration. So we have what we call sababun nuzul. Sababun nuzul means that the reason why certain verses or certain surahs, chapters are revealed. An incident takes place and then Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala reveals the verse. So there are two muazzins of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam caller to prayer, Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African muazzin, the first muazzin, the Minister of Finance, radiyallahu anhu warda. The second muazzin of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, the blind Sahabi. And remember that Allah ta'ala kudrat ka karishma. Both are muazzin in Medina Munawwara. There was no adhan in Makkah, so adhan was introduced in Medina. And both are buried there in Babu Saghir, there in Damascus in Syria. I went 2-3 times to their Mubarak graves and so forth. So this incident is of him, the blind Sahabi. So these kuffar, mushrikeen, they who tell Nabi alayhi salatu salam, send messages. We can't be sitting with these poor, poor sahaba and companions. We want a special meeting with you. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, said, fine. Meaning that I am the greatest lover of humanity. I want you a hidayat for everybody. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam is exclusively the only rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking to Sanadid Quraysh, the leaders of the Quraysh, giving them da'wat, inviting them towards Islam. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum is blind, he doesn't know. So he comes in unexpectedly. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's expression and so forth. That is what happened and that is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. But you see, when I show you a red apple, but you got jaundice eyes, so you tell me it's yellow. So this is what happened to this incident. You have the Orientalists, you have some apologetic Muslims, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, nakale kufr, Kufr Nabashat, they went and say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah Ta'ala was very angry with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naklul kufri laysa bi kafirin. I am telling you what they are saying. So you must remember they blew this whole incident out of proportion. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. This is a lesson for me and you. Remember in life you must work on the law and principle of al-aham fal-aham, the law of priorities. The Muslim, he will benefit is definite insha'Allah. The non-Muslim, whether he or she will benefit is maybe. So always give the Muslim preference. That is mutayakkan, something that is assured. And the non-Muslim is mohum. It is doubtful, maybe he or she will accept or not. So that is the lesson we must learn. So now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now inviting these non-Muslim, the leaders and the chiefs and so forth. Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum, blind Sahabi, Muaddin of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, makes his entry. Abasa he, you see just now, bighayri tashbih, we say, Now we can't say that I am like a Nabi or I'm like a Nabi. We can't say all that. It's all haram, obviously. You go out to the fall of Islam. So, but just for our puny little brains, when you want to now tell your son, your daughter, who you love so much, you tell them something. So now you remember that incident, that everything, how it happened, what happened. So Almighty Allah loves Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most in the entire universe. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, Abasa, he, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, frowned. Therefore the surah is called Surah Abasa, to frown. Watawalla, and turned the Mubarak countenance away. Did not pay attention to him, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum. The master, alayhi salatu salam, thinking is, Abdullah bin Maktum is my person, my muazzin. He can come anytime, I can speak to him anytime. These people, yeah, they're so arrogant and ignorant. Now they are, yeah, so let me pay my attention to them and focus on them. Anja'ul A'ma, that the blind person came. Who's the blind person? Eminent, illustrious companion, the Mu'azzin. And I told you, both of them, he, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, and Sayyidina Bilal first, and then Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, both Mu'azzin of Masjidun Nabawi, both buried in Babu Saghir Graveyard Cemetery in Damascus, in Syria. I've been there also, and you will see the names and the boards there. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that now this is the law to teach us how must we work on the principle of al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. Wama yudrika, and what will make you understand, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la'allahu yazzakka, perhaps and maybe and definitely, he, Abdullah bin Umm Maktum, the Muslim, the Sahabi, the Muazzin, he will grow spiritually, he will be purified spiritually, it will be good for him that he sits in your company and you give him advice. So that is the internal. Oh, yazzakaru, or the external, or he will take the admonishment which you will give him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ad-dinu an-nasiha, the sincere advice you give him, fatanfa'ahu zikra, so the admonishment advices will be beneficial to him. So you see, so yeah, the benefit was 100% for the Muslim. And for these people, the arrogant, and they want to be treated special, and they despise and they hate the Muslims. Like today, you see so many politicians, countries, everything that they want to do to harm the Muslims. You look at the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. So like that, these people will... So Almighty Allah says, Amma man istaghna, as for those people who are thinking that they are self-sufficient, they are proud and arrogant, فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تُسْوَدَّى, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're giving them your full attention. Meaning that you are engrossed with them, inviting them. That's good. There's nothing wrong. But now, yeah, the Muslim is waiting. And yeah, the benefit is 100%. Yeah, the benefit for the non-Muslim, maybe. And majority of them did not embrace Islam. So that's what we call. One side, the benefit is yaqini, definite. Other side is waham, is mawhumi. Meaning, maybe it will happen, won't happen. So Almighty Allah is teaching this ummah. Take the lesson from the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala says, Aqimis salata li duluki shams. I just read Zuhr Salat in the masjid now. Alhamdulillah, and it's Wednesday, we make dua, and I came here, and now we started the tafsir, alhamdulillah. So, Allah is saying, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you perform Zuhr Salat when the sun declines. So does it mean only Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam must read? Nay, the Master alayhi salatu salam is definitely going to read, but the greater important message is for me and you, the Ummah. So here also, the message is for me and you. He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be ma'soom, protected by divine divine protection. But me and you must make the right decisions in life and work on the laws of priority. We got qaza salat, but we're reading nafil, nafil, nafil the whole time. So we're reading voluntary and conveniently forgetting the compulsory salat. So how can that be acceptable? So these are the type of lessons we must learn. وَمَا عَلَيْكَ أَلَّا يَزَّكَّى. See, tasalli. This you call tasalli. Allah Jalla Wala loves Mustafa, Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most in the entire creation. That is the meaning of Habibullah. You are mahbub in the law, and there is no blame upon you. Wama alayka. Wama az-junaha alayk. There is no blame upon you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah yazakka. If these non-Muslims, they don't embrace Islam, they don't want to accept the truth, they don't want to purify their inner selves, the heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. So you will never be to blame. You did your function, you continued with your da'wah, and you carried out, you cried for them, but they were so arrogant and proud, like Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, Abu Talib, all of them, their family to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, as mentioned in the Quran, Surah Abu Lahab, as mentioned in Surah Lahab, and you see Surah Dukhan about Abu Jahl. In Bukhari Sharif, you find about Abu Talib. So all this we must be clear about. وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ. And it's for that person who came to you, meaning Abdullah bin Ubi Maktoum, the blind Sahabi. Yes'ah. Yes'ah means hastily. He wanted to ask you something, or he wanted you must give advice to him. So he came hastily to you, eagerly to you, and he came with a zeal, enthusiasm. And now you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are frowning because you felt that this is a good opportunity to give these non-Muslims the da'wah. وَهُوَ يَخْشَى. And he, Abdullah bin Maktoum, he fears Almighty Allah. This fear, which is called khashya, is based on the love of Almighty Allah, based on the respect for Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala praising him, Abdullah bin Maktoum. After these verses were revealed, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to see him, say, marhaba, marhaba, praising him, come, 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 come. So see, we need to understand our deen properly and holistically, not from orientalist sources or people who are apologetic and compromising the bootlickers and so forth of the West or the people of money and they. Our deen is very, very important, the most important aspect of our life. فَأَنْتَ أَنْهُ تَلَهَا. And you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this person was so eager, but you turned away from him, meaning that you were engrossed with these non-Muslims. So the laws of priority must work here, and that is the lesson for me and you and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Your wife, your children, our students, our people, whatever it is. So we must work with the farz. Sometimes we so engrossed. Husband, wife woke up, they both reading tahajjud. But how many qaza salat they got? They don't speak about that. We're not saying don't read tahajjud. Read 2 rakat, 4 rakat tahajjud, but read 10 rakats of your qaza. Your fajr, read so many qaza, so many days. Your zuhur qaza, your asr qaza, maghrib isha. So like that, we must understand that life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the laws of priorities. And that is what this lesson is all about, of Abbas wa Tawalla. Great lesson, if we understood it. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.